How many's ever heard that?
Yeah,
see, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Yeah.
Two heads are better than one. How about this one? He who laughs last, laughs best. Here's one. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. There's one. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. How about this one? A day late and a dollar short. How about this one? If you lay down with dogs, you'll get up with fleas. Maybe you've heard this one. You've made your bed, now
lie
in it. Yeah. How about we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Yeah. How about maybe you've heard this one. Don't give up your day job. How about this? It takes two to tango. And maybe somebody said this one to you, but I hope not. Not playing with a full deck. Or maybe they've said it this way. The elevator doesn't go to the top floor. Well, what are these? What are these? There's a name for these phrases that I've shared with you tonight. There's a name. They're called idioms. Idioms. An idiom is a form of expression that is particular to a certain person or group of people. Sometimes we use idioms to cut to the chase, meaning to get to the point quickly. In other words, with just a few words that we're familiar with, we can say something to others in a kind of a code. The words alone by themselves would never express the intent, but when they're put together, they draw a very vivid picture to the mind. And you know, it amazes me, but the Holy Spirit, He speaks to us in the language we understand. And sometimes the Holy Spirit can even speak to us in idioms. I was meditating on this word tonight and meditating through the week on this word, and I heard the Holy Spirit say, tell my people, it doesn't matter what it looks like and it doesn't matter what it feels like right now, and I don't care how high the mountain is or how low the valley is or what it looks like or feels like, and it may look like and feel like you are farther away from the promises of God than you've ever been, but the Lord said to tell you this. He said to tell you that every dog has its day. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, I don't want to offend you, but I want to encourage you. Hold on. Don't give up. Every dog has his day. Hallelujah. Acts 1 and 8, the Bible says, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, under the uttermost parts of the earth. Luke 10 and 19. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. 1 John 4 and 4, he said, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Let me give you another good scripture. Joshua 1, 3 and 5 said, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given you, as I said unto Moses. There shall not any man, or we could say devil or demon, be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Now, friend, I may not be a Hebrew or Greek scholar, but even I can understand from these verses that God identifies his people as winners, as overcomers, as triumphant. God's will for his church is victory. Everybody say victory.
Victory.
These verses that I've shared with you and dozens of other scriptures like them, they point and paint the picture of the Holy Ghost-filled, fire-baptized church marching in victory, treading down anything that stands in the way. We are not just survivors trying to hold on and hang out till Jesus comes. We are not just a few leftover, beaten-down warriors trying to hold the fort till Jesus comes and saves us. We are not the few, the weak, the discouraged, the defeated, just trying to keep our heads above water, treading water until we die. My friend, we are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Somebody said, oh yes, Pastor, I'm so excited because I know we win in the end. I read the back of the book and we win. But I say, thank God, my friend, that's true. But don't skip the whole book to get to the last chapter, because from Genesis to Revelation, we are winning, my friend. It is a record and a testimony of a victorious church, of overcoming victorious lives of God's people. And it is our manual for strategy and warfare and victory over all the power of hell.
Amen.
Look at somebody and say, friend,
we win.
All the way. I know, you know, we know these things, but sometimes we let them slip. So let me remind you that the blood of Jesus is just as powerful today as it was the day it was shed. The day it flowed down his body and pooled at the foot of the cross. It's just as powerful. We must lift the banner high. We must sing the victory march. There is still power in the blood of the Lamb. The blood is not just a defense against the attacks of the enemy. The blood is our spiritual tank. It's our battering ram for busting through the gates of hell and for setting prisoners free. I know it may sound old-fashioned, but the victorious army of the Lord is a people that are soaked in blood. Oh, Rashata. Oh, how many remember the old song, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains. I thank God for the blood tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. You know, I look around at many of our churches today, and I have to say that many of our churches are anemic. And you say, what do you mean when you say anemic? I mean, anemic means weak-blooded. They have a blood deficiency. There's no blood in their preaching. There's no blood in their songs. There's no blood in their testimonies. And then they wonder why they don't have victory in their lives. And they wonder why the devil doesn't listen to them. They wonder why they're not impacting anyone for the kingdom. The Bible says they overcame him. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Friend, there's still power in the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. The body, the life of the body is in the blood. The life of the body of Christ is in the blood. Our only claim to victory over the devil and the powers of darkness is the blood of the Lamb. We're saved by his blood. We're healed by his blood. We're delivered by his blood. We're justified by his blood. We're sanctified by his blood. We're protected by his blood. And we overcome by his blood. We're not here just to survive and maintain. We're not here to blend in. Friend, we're here to take over. The kingdom of God has come, Jesus said. The rule, the authority, the dominion, the power of God is in the earth right now. In Luke 17, 20 through 21, he said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation that you should say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is in you. Oh, hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, he's in there. Say, he's in you. Now say, he's in me. Say, the kingdom is right here. Oh, hallelujah, my friend. When the church is walking in holiness, covered by the blood, fire baptized in the Holy Ghost, she is the greatest force in the earth. Are you hearing me? When the church is walking in power, when the church is walking in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, when the church is walking in the power of the word and the power of the blood, she is the greatest force in the earth. It was said of Mary, Queen of Scots, that she said this. She said concerning John Knox, she said, I fear the prayers of John Knox more than all the assembled armies of Europe. Hallelujah. My friend, that's power. That's power when a queen would say, I fear the prayers of this man more than all the assembled armies of Europe. I want you to understand that the church is a force to be reckoned with. One can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight. Glory to God. That's what my wife was talking about tonight when she said, you got to link up with some people. You got to hook up with some people. Hallelujah. One is good, but two is better. Glory to God. One is good. One will put 1,000 to flight, but two will put 10,000 to flight. The Bible says, ye are of God, little children. You have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. My friend, that's the secret to the power. That's the secret to the triumphant, victorious church. It's the power of another. It's the power of another. What do you mean? It's the power of a greater one in us. It's not me. It's him. Hallelujah. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Glory to God. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. The greater one lives in us. He's greater. Greater than what? Greater than sickness. Yeah. Greater than the devil. You know, the devil goes by a lot of different names. He goes by the name of drug addiction. He goes by the name of pornography, homosexuality, lust, perversion, sickness, disease, poverty, lack, depression, suicide. It's all the devil. Yeah. It doesn't matter what name he's going by. The greater one lives in us. He's greater than heart trouble. He's greater than sugar diabetes. He's greater than cancer. He's greater than kidney trouble. He's greater than drug addiction or homosexuality or lesbianism. He's greater than suicide, adultery, or fornication. And I'm telling you tonight, my friend, the church is supposed to win. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thought my wife was in my notes again. We are not wired for defeat. We are not wired to lose. We were created to win. The church is supposed to win every time. Glory to God. Glory to God. I heard somebody come up with an acronym one time, and I really like it. It's an acronym means every letter stands for a word. And this acronym was called BELIEVE. 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 The word BELIEVE. And it went like this. BELIEVE. Because Emmanuel lives, I expect victory every time. Because Emmanuel lives, I expect victory every time. Glory to God. We're created to exercise power and authority over the devil. We're commissioned to cast him out. We're commissioned to deliver the bound, the oppressed, and set the captives free. In Mark 16, he gives us our commission. He says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I know if we look around today, we judge by what's happening around us in the world, you would say these are dark days. And I would agree with you that it is dark days. Like Brother Kent said, it's getting dark, but I can't stop there, because it doesn't matter how dark, it doesn't matter how evil these days are. This is yet the church's finest hour. In other words, this is our time to shine. This is our time to stand up and to speak up for righteousness. In Isaiah 61 and 2, he said, arise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. He said, behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, it don't matter what it looks like. It don't matter how dark it is. These are days of glory. Glory, hallelujah. These are glory days. Somebody shout glory days. Woo, hallelujah. Somebody said, but we'll be criticized. We'll be mocked. We'll be persecuted if we stand against the spirit of this age. Friend, that's true. We will. But persecution has never hurt the true church of God. Listen to me. It has never hurt the true church of God. Persecution has never been the threat that the church faces. The threat that the church has always faced and has always been and always will be is prosperity and ease and comfort. As darkness grows and persecution grows, we'll see the church waking up. We'll see the church stripping off her worldly garments. We'll see the church sanctified. Oh, hallelujah. Justified and glorified. We'll see the church once again walking in righteousness and holiness in the fear of the Lord. We'll see the church triumphant, taking her rightful place with authority and power and demonstration. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. There's a great shaking. There's an awakening coming to the body of Christ. And it's already happening. In spite of all the wickedness, in spite of all the perversion, in spite of all the darkness, in spite of it all. And I've stood behind this pulpit and I've said it. I've said 2016 is going to be a very, very dark year. I've said that. I know that. I know it's true. And it's sad. It breaks my heart. And my heart is heavy in that sense over that fact. But at the same time that I feel that darkness and that heaviness, and I recognize that it's the greatest opportunity for the church. It's the greatest opportunity for the light to shine. Glory to God. It's the greatest opportunity for us to walk in the anointing and the glory of God and demonstrate the reality of the kingdom of God among us. It's here today. God is stirring up His people. The spirit of revival is in the earth. The fire of God is falling. God is manifesting His power. We don't need to wait for some great mass awakening. We just need to hear God's voice and take Him at His word and start walking in it. Like Sister Wanda said, it's about intimacy. It's not about me being a part of a great, great crowd of people and going and being a part of a great awakening. All that's good. It all has its place and everything. But it's all about personal relationship. It's all about intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's all about fellowship and communion. It's all about living in the secret place of the Most High. For he that abides in the secret place of the Most High shall be under the shadow of the Almighty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then it doesn't matter what comes or what goes. We're going to be kept by the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Well, I'm about to preach myself happy.
Amen.
Glory to God. If I was selling this tape, I'd buy it. Hallelujah. If God's word is true, then you can speak to mountains and they have to go. If God's word is true, you have miracle working power in your hands. And you can lay them on the sick and they'll recover. If God's word is true, you have power over demon spirits and you can cast them out in Jesus' name. If God's word is true, you are right now sons and daughters of God with all the rights and privileges. If God's word is true, you are right now seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus in the same place of authority and power as Jesus himself. And the bottom line is tonight, we know God's word is true. It's not a question of if God's word is true. We know his word is true. The question is, will we believe it? Oh, yeah. The question is, will we rise up to it? Will we take our rightful place and rule and reign as kings in this life? Friend, listen to me. Moses had his day. And he led 3 million people out of Egypt's bondage. Moses had his day. Ezekiel had his day. And we've seen a mighty revival in a valley of dry bones. Daniel had his day. Apostle Paul had his day. A.A. Allen, man of God, had his day. Smith Wigglesworth, the apostle of faith, had his day. John G. Lake had his day. Charles Finney had his day. Maria Woodworth Eder had her day. Amy Simple McPherson had her day. T.L. Osborne had his day. I could name another 20, 30 great men and women of God who have gone on, who loved God, hated sin. They advanced the kingdom of God in the earth. But they're all gone today. But we're still here, my friend. It's our turn. It's our time to shine. It's our day. Every dog has his day. And this is our day. Hallelujah. Woo! I thank God for T.L. Osborne. I thank God for Smith Wigglesworth. I thank God for Oral Roberts. I thank God for Maria Woodworth Eder and Amy Simple McPherson and A.A. Allen and all those that have paved the way before us. But my friend, they're gone. They have done their job and they are done and they're with God. But today is our day. Hallelujah. It's our turn. It's our turn to shine. It's our turn to experience miracles and signs and wonders. It's our turn to make history. It's my turn. Look at somebody say, it's your turn. Say, friend, tell him, friend. Every dog has his day. And this is your day. Woo! Shata la bahaya. Oh, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Ilo la la bo shandai. Handa la 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 bo shandai. I almost feel like barking. I feel like just woof, woof, woof. Whoa, hallelujah. What is that? That's me saying, yes, Lord. That's me. Oh, hallelujah. That's me saying, I understand, God. That's me saying, I will take up the mantle. That's me saying, use me, Jesus. That's me saying, thank you for the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I want to establish your kingdom. Use me. Koresiah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Nandala namasataya. Handala Messiah. Now, just as every one of these vessels of glory had their day, they had their chance. And thank God they used it. They utilized it. They took their opportunity. And they shined for the glory of God. They took advantage of their time to demonstrate and manifest the kingdom of God. But friend, this is your day. T.L. Osborne's not here anymore. Oral Roberts is not here anymore. Catherine Kuhlman is not here anymore. Amy Simple McPherson is not here anymore. Maria Woodworth Eder is not here anymore. So many wonderful men and women of God that impacted the world for God. And for his kingdom. But they're not here. But you are. And I am. And it's our turn. And every dog has his day. And this is my day. And this is your day. Look at somebody today and tell them in this house, say, friend, this is your day.
This is your day.
Say, it's your turn.
Your turn.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm almost done. In Luke 4:18, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And then Jesus said in John 17:18, speaking to his Father, he said, Father, as you have sent me into the world, in other words, just like you sent me, and your Spirit was on me, and you anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and you sent me to heal the brokenhearted and preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, just like your Spirit was upon me to do that. He said, you have sent me into the world. Even so have I sent them into the world. That same anointing, Jesus is saying, that same anointing that was upon me is upon you. Oh, hallelujah. Why? Because he has called us to be continuators. We are continuators of his work. We are to continue the work that he started. We are the ambassadors of his kingdom. Every dog has his day. And this is your day. And this is my day. Elijah, you remember Elijah ascended into the heavens. When Elijah ascended in the heavens, his mantle fell back down to the earth. And there was a young man waiting down there for that mantle. His name was Elisha. Glory to God. And he looked up and he recognized that Elijah was gone. And I can feel something rise up on the inside of him as he recognized that he had served faithfully beside this man of God. And he had seen the miracles and the signs and the wonders. But just before the old prophet left, he said, young man, he said, is there anything I can do for you before I go? He said, oh yeah, prophet, there's something. He said, you can give me a double portion of your anointing. I want a double portion of that anointing and that spirit that's on you. And the Bible says that the prophet looked at him. He said, son, you've asked a hard thing, but if you see me when I'm taken from you, then it shall be so. And then the Bible says that angels, or that chariots of fire and horses of fire, came down in a whirlwind and swept down between them and took Elijah up into heaven. And then, oh, hallelujah. And then Elijah said, I saw it. He said, I see it. He said, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And all of a sudden something happened. That mantle fell back down to the earth. And that young prophet jumped up and he ran over there and he picked up that mantle and he said, it's my turn now. Hallelujah. It's my turn to walk in the anointing. It's my turn to cast out devils. It's my turn to heal the sick. It's my turn to raise the dead. It's my turn to demonstrate the kingdom of God. Every dog has his day, and this is my day. And I'm going to bark for Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Is anybody going to bark for Jesus? Woo! I'm going to bark for Jesus. What do you mean? I'm going to lift my voice. I'm going to make him known. I'm going to preach his gospel. I'm going to lift him up. I'm going to tell this world that there is hope. Friends, some people will write off America. Write off America as hopeless. But you can't do that. Because as long as there's a God in heaven, there's hope. As long as there's a church on the earth that's filled with his power, filled with his presence, there's hope. There's hope. Hallelujah. But it all depends on whether we'll pick up the mantle or not. It all depends on whether or not we will recognize that it's our day and it's our turn. Would you stand with me tonight? Hallelujah. Every dog has his day. Everyone has an opportunity, a chance. It's our chance. It's our turn. It's our turn to make a difference. I can think back over history. I can see so many wonderful men and women of God that paved the way, that walked with God, that carried the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that had a relationship with Jesus. And they demonstrated and manifested the kingdom of God. But not one of them are here now. So what does that mean? That means that mantle, that baton, has been passed to you, to me. It's our day. It's our turn. It's my time. How many tonight would say that you understand what I brought to you tonight? You understand this message. You realize that this is your turn. You realize that the world is waiting for you to demonstrate a living Savior. The world is waiting for you to manifest the power of a risen Christ. If they don't see it in the church, they're not going to see it. And if they don't see it, let me just bring it home. If they don't see it in us, they're not going to see it.
I know it's a heavy responsibility. I know that. But it's also the greatest privilege that God has ever given to a human person, to carry the kingdom of God, to be carriers of His presence, His power, His anointing, His life, His resurrection life on the inside of you. How many then would say, I want to fulfill my calling. I want to do my part. I want somebody to look back after I'm gone. And I want somebody to look back and say, you know, I remember there was a man of God named Terry Sisney. And that man of God impacted the world for the glory of God, for the kingdom of God. He made a difference. I want to make a difference. I want to be like that. History, I can look at Smith Wigglesworth. He's been dead for years now. He's been with the Lord in heaven, but his life is impacting so many people. And you can pick up one of the books and you can read the book and you can catch a fire from that book, from this man of God who walked with God, who lived a life of faith and power. You can read through T.L. Osborne's books, or you can even watch, they have documentaries of documentary films of when he went to different countries and preached the gospel and multitudes came to Christ and thousands of people and hundreds of people were saved. They were healed and they were delivered and demons came out. Miracles happened everywhere they went, all over the world. All over the world. You say, you know what? That was T.L. Osborne. But he's gone. Thank God for what he did. But it's my turn now. It's my turn now. I want you to put your hand on your heart tonight. And I want you to just talk to the Lord for just a minute. Just let Him know that you're here for Him. Let Him know that you're willing, you're ready to serve Him. Come on, just talk to the Lord tonight. Just talk to Jesus for yourself tonight. Lord, I'm ready. Lord, I'm willing. Lord, I know it's my turn, Lord. You said, Lord, time and chance happens to everyone. Lord, it's my turn now. It's my chance. It's my opportunity, God. Lord, we thank You for these great men and women of God that have served You, Lord. And they served their generation, Lord. And they were faithful in their service, but they're gone. But we're here. We're here, Lord. And we're saying to You tonight, You can count on us. We're saying to You tonight, Lord, that we're going to pick up the mantle, Lord. And we're going to run with it, God. And we're going to make an impact on our generation, God. We're going to make a difference for the kingdom of God. We're going to let the light shine in the darkest places, oh God. Lord, we're not shirking our responsibility. We're not running from our responsibility, Lord. But we're embracing it tonight, Lord. And we're thanking You, God, that You have chose us for such a time as this, Lord. In Your wisdom, Lord, You knew that we would be here in 2016, and You left us here to be a light in the darkness. You left us here to be the salt of the earth. You left us here to manifest Your kingdom and to demonstrate the kingdom of God. Oh, Hasaiah, Hasatolahaya, Korabasanabahaya. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to His name. You can count on me, Jesus. You can count on me, Jesus. You can count on me, Lord. You can count on me. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Hallelujah.